views and opinions.
Yeah.
Is there and apart from right view, as people living in this world, we're bound to form views and opinions. And is there a skillful way, in the same way that we form relationships, as like people, we get married, we have children, we might form opinions about what's happening in the world. And is there a way to skillfully form them and to investigate them in terms of right view?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Do you suffer or do you not suffer? it comes back to that. That's why they're like those Four Noble Truths are so important to. And it's not just, am I suffering in the sense of am I totally miserable and losing the plot completely? But are there nigglings and is there an edge there? Is there some agitation? Is there some feeling of discomfort? Is there some kind of conflict arising? I've got a view, and of course, I've got this right view. But then when somebody doesn't agree with me, what does that do? Because we can come up with all sorts of weird views. And that's what friends are for challenging some of our views that we sometimes hold. And so then, if you ended up without any friends, there's all sort of, they've disappeared because of your views. And so that you're able to hold a view, but it's important, all these sort of aspects, so both internally and externally. I start to pay attention. What's the result of the view?
One useful reflection that I have had about views is that whether this view is right or this view is wrong, it's still conditioned. If conditions were different, I would hold a different view. Other people experience different conditions. They hold different views. This is totally inevitable. And any view is caused. And so, whereas we tend to think my view is, I hold this view because, and the cause is because it's right. But if it's that obvious, everyone would hold it.
Yeah, I'd like to build on that.
Yeah.
Because we can watch someone, we have our views and we see other people's views, and what happens when we're in a certain view, and we see another's view is actually causing more divisiveness, more pain, and more death. And it's like, I want to say, no, I am not perfect, but my view is pretty good compared to this view over here. And, and kind of just taking what you're saying, it's like, how do you go when you really see another view that is really causing pain on a level that it's like it's almost frightening, the possibilities that can come from it. And so how are we working with that?
Well, again, it's back to suffering and freedom from suffering. How do we implement the Eightfold Path? Are we going to sort of try to bash those views out of those people? I mean, That's not a useful. It isn't helpful at all. How do we, so that learning to work with our own views and then being able to it doesn't mean we can't say anything or do anything, but what's the motivation? Because if the motivation is, I've got to get them or their views are so egregious or my view is so right, and I've got to get them over to my side, it goes on and on forever. And one is recognizing these are views that are leading to suffering, not just for myself, but for others. So it's just seeing that clearly. And then also seeing, what is the conditioning? Just as Tenkachana was saying, these are conditioned views. Because it's easy to sort of turn it into, you know, that in the same way that we assume self, we try to solidify others into a solid entity, and you know they're you know they end up not being conditioned phenomena. They become these evil one-dimensional entities.